You are listening to the Corrections Connection News Network, CCNN, your weekly news source for the corrections and criminal justice industry.
Welcome to today's live talk. I'm your host, Michelle Gasseau. Today we'll be speaking with Alex Fox, Director of Security Technologies for the Massachusetts Department of Corrections and Chairman of the Northeast Technology Product and Assessment Committee. Mr. Fox is one of the founders of NTPAC, which was established in October 2002 and consists of representatives from the 13 Northeastern states, the National Protection Center, and the Federal Bureau of Prisons. He holds several other leadership roles within the law enforcement technology community. He served as the vice chair of the American Correctional Association Technology Applications Committee for 2 years and was recently appointed as chairperson. He is also currently serves as a member of the Law Enforcement and Correction Technology Center Advisory Council, a National Institute of Justice program, for the past 3 years. In addition, Mr. Fox was recently appointed the board of directors of the Office of Law Enforcement Technology Commercialization, an NIG program that assists in the commercialization of emerging technologies. And professionally, he's held a variety of positions in minimum, medium, and maximum security level prisons throughout his 24-year career with the Massachusetts Department of Correction, including, among those, superintendent at 2 facilities. He has written articles for a number of correctional and technical publications and has conducted numerous technology workshops throughout the U.S. He's well qualified to talk with us today, and he's going to discuss technology and its importance to security and correction. So welcome to today's live talks, Alex.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, we're very happy to have you, as I said. First off, can we talk a little bit about the importance of technological advances to security in corrections facilities?
Well, in most scenarios now, the implementation of technology is a need. As our department becomes more important in regards to the issues that we have to deal with operationally and more complex, technology most definitely plays a role in facilitating those issues and facilitating the processes that we have in place. So technology is here to stay. It will get broader as time goes on. This is something that we've taken very seriously, and that you have to keep your eye on the bouncing ball in regards to what is available out there to ensure that your operation is run effectively.
So it sounds like technology can definitely help you be better at security, but can it also hinder depending on how it's used?
I mean, technology in general, I mean, it's not the it won't solve all the problems. In some respects, it may cause more problems than it will solve. For example, I mean, the implementation of technology should be taken extremely serious. It has some legal implications in some cases, depending on what the technology is. It has some inmate climate concerns or institutional climate concerns that should be addressed and really thought out before the implementation, and also has labor management issues, labor management concerns as well. So when you do attempt to introduce a technology, a hardware, into your facility or your correctional department, all those should be looked at before you purchase and introduce a technology, because they have a huge effect, or they could have a huge effect.
That's good advice. Can I pick your brain a little bit about what are some of the latest technological advances that are being used and tested at corrections? What's out there that's new and exciting?
Well, there's a lot of stuff out there. There's a lot of technology. There's some, for example, telephone abuse detection systems, which in most of our facilities in the country, we record telephone conversations, the inmate in the family. This particular type of technology detects certain terminology that we consider a concern in corrections. For example, drugs. If the inmate uses the word drugs within his conversation, it would basically throw a red flag up indicating that the inmate is talking about something that perhaps may be illegal. Mm-hmm. So telephone detection systems is something that will be coming to corrections. The issue of standardization of counter-drug technology is something that we will be seeing. Standardization of counter-terrorism technology. In a post 9/11 world now, counterterrorism technology is something that everybody's watching. And in institutions in particular, we need to standardize how we get information in regards to just investigations, intelligence information, and we need to standardize that. Through the wall surveillance and technology. For example, there is some technology out there that actually sees through the wall for a possible hostage taking. If you don't know what's behind the other wall, and if there's an incident behind a wall, you could actually see through the wall using radar imaging. That's a brand new technology that is not out there in the market yet, but is soon to be out in the market for us to purchase and consider. Absolutely. Go ahead.
Oh, well, I'd like you to give me a couple more if you want to.
Okay.
But I was going to ask you also how corrections agencies know, or corrections officials know, how to find out what works and what doesn't work if someone's used it before.
I mean, forums like ACA is a good forum. But the bottom line to what works and what doesn't is just communication and partnership building. You know, before a technology is bought, it would be advisable for whoever is considering that technology to actually pick up the phone and talk to other states and see what they're doing in regards to that particular issue and what technology they're using perhaps to deal with that issue. Just general communication is a phenomenal tool to find out, one, what type of technology is out there, and two, if it works.
Right.
But, you know, forums like ACA, NIC, and your next-door neighbor state is probably the most powerful tool that you can use.
Right. You'd want to sort of check those things out before you went ahead and spent a lot of money on something.
That's correct.
If you're just joining us, we're talking to Alex Fox, chairman of NTPEC, about security technologies and corrections. Now, Alex, you run a group called NTPEC, which I just mentioned, and can you talk a little bit about what it is and the benefits that it brings to corrections and how it works?
Well, Northeast Technology Product Assessment Committee has been around for about 3 years, and basically it is a forum for high-level corrections practitioners to learn and communicate about technology, to identify technological needs out there in the corrections field, but also to identify what types of vendors are available for a particular technology. The folks involved in NTPEC are from the Northeast part of the United States, which is Maine, New Hampshire, D.C., New York City, New York State, Delaware, Vermont, Federal Bureau of Prisons, New Jersey, Rhode Island, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, and we also have Natick Laboratories, which is a Department of Defense lab involved in this committee. And what we do is we meet on a quarterly basis. It's a two-day conference, and the first day what we do is that we invite particular vendors that have technologies that we want to learn more about. Usually they're emerging technologies. There are some prototypes available. But it's mostly emerging technology, technology that perhaps is in the cutting edge to be introduced into the corrections market. And what we do is we invite 8 different vendors, and every half hour a vendor does a demonstration in regards to this technology. He shows off the technology, talks about it, and then basically we excuse the vendor from the room. And then comes the meaty part, and the most important part is where we internally, confidentially, talk about the technology, talk about the applications of it. Has anybody used it in their experience with that technology? And basically what we do is we repeat that 8 different times during that first day. And that's where we get a lot of information and intelligence information in regards to what is out there, you know, who's using it, how they're using it, and the benefits of the technology, and also the problems of a particular technology.
Sure.
We need to identify, you know, obviously solutions, but we also need to identify problem technologies that, you know, I'm sure that nobody wants to spend quite a bit of money on a technology that just does not work. So that's the first day. And the second day, what we do is a training session. And basically what I invite people from national laboratories to come down to talk about specific programs that they're working on, development programs pertaining to technology.
Great. Well, it sounds like a very useful way to share information. And also it gives, I would think, corrections folks an opportunity to give some feedback to vendors. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's funny. It's quite funny that, you know, initially when we first put this conference in place, people were not very receptive in regards to opening up and talking. Everybody was kind of a little bit cautious about what they had to say. And now the information flow that comes out of those meetings is just strictly phenomenal. It's not a very high-tech meeting. A lot of it is just common sense, partnership building. The vendors in particular are very hungry in regards to getting information from high-level practitioners about their technology. They also want to hear from us how we're going to apply the technology. Is the technology something that we want to consider in the correctional market? So the vendors love this particular conference because they also get feedback from us in regards to, you know, how to design the technology perhaps a little bit better, so perhaps we would actually utilize it in a correctional setting. So the vendors are very happy at the end of the day because they get to talk with individuals that perhaps they never met or have a chance to communicate with.
Well, it sounds like it's a benefit then in a lot of different ways. You get a lot of vendors knocking on your door saying, I want to come.
Pretty much every day I get calls from vendors, and I have a waiting list. Like I said, it's a quarterly meeting, and I have a long waiting list for people to actually do demonstrations for the NIPAC.
Wow. Does it have to, sort of adding on a couple of questions here about this, but do they have to have something that's really showable to come, or, you know, it has to have at least some sort of prototype to show up in front of NTBAC?
My preference is that they have something to show. We don't particularly care for videotapes and PowerPoint presentation. We want to see the technology. We want to play with the technology. We want to see it implemented and how it's used. So it's important that the vendor who is being considered bring the technology with them so they can show the group how it actually works.
What would you say are some of the more successful projects or gains that maybe have come out of NIPAC meetings? And maybe it's just that you've been able to add a lot of really useful commentary to a particular technology, or maybe you've seen a technology come out that you're like, we mentioned that at NTBRAC, you know? I don't know.
There are many technologies that vendors or scientists have actually come down to show the prototypes and basically have actually taken our feedback back with them and redesigned their technology to be sold based on our feedback, the changes and modifications that we wanted. So there are a number out there that have actually taken our feedback and gone back and changed it.
That's great. That's wonderful. Well, thank you so much for, you know, having this conversation with us today, and that concludes today's live talk. Again, thanks to Alex Fox for joining us.
You're very, very welcome.
And also thank you to our audience for tuning in today. To learn more about security technologies and corrections, be sure to visit the Corrections Connection at www.corrections.com. For CCNN, I'm Michelle Gasso.
You are listening to the Corrections Connection News Network, CCNN, your weekly news source for the corrections and criminal justice industry.